Hey, everybody. Dr. Keith Rose joins the program. Are they going to try to kill Trump? Disease X? We talk about what could go wrong in 2024, and we try our best to wargame it. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. I want to recommend you become a member. If this program has blessed you in any way and you want to get behind our program for an affordable amount of money every single month, go to members.charliekirk.com and become a member. You become an insider. Listen to our shows advertiser-free. It's growing like wild, so please consider doing it. charliekirk.com or members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Real special guest here, a dear friend of mine, a mentor. He's just amazing. He's a counterintelligent expert and host of the Scalpel podcast, Dr. Keith Rose. And I want to brag on Dr. Rose. I'm not going to reveal any confidential conversations, but on three separate occasions, Dr. Rose has texted me something and I say, really? And a week later, it comes true. I'll never forget, a month out from COVID, he said, Charlie, there's some sort of weird pneumonia. It might change the world. And I was like, yeah, okay. He has a tendency to be right. Dr. Rose, thank you for joining the program. I want to get right into it and be really efficient with our time. The consensus is that Trump is going to win. Trump is going to win. From a counterintelligent expert standpoint, what are the threats on the horizon against Donald Trump, the MAGA movement, and the election of 2024?
Charlie, you can put those threats in three buckets. First, I agree with you. I think Trump is not on the nominee, but he is the inevitable winner if we have an election. Because I live in a predominantly Democrat district, and I don't know anyone that's voting for President Biden. No one. And I think that the bigger threats out there are the threats that people aren't thinking about. My biggest concern, and this may sound tinfoil hat, is that someone's going to try to take out President Trump physically. And you know, we cover him with prayer. We don't say that lightly because he was raised up for this time, I believe. And so what I think is out there is a lot of people are recognizing, you touched on this on your show about Jamie Dimon and how he's basically a political weather vane. He's going to go where the wind's blowing the strongest. I think it's inevitable President Trump's going to not only be the nominee, but it's going to be elected. The biggest challenges, I think, are to his safety and also to just having elections. I think that's critical. I think the Democrats are going to, if they can't get the man, then they're going to get the process. But I don't think they can cheat their way to success this time. Because my understanding is Biden only won by, 55,000 votes total?
42. Yep.
And 42,000. And I just know the turning point ground game alone is in full effect, and it's going to change that. So my bigger concern is his safety, and I have several reasons to believe that. And believe it or not, it may not come from within the United States.
What does that look like, Keith? Get specific if you can. And then how do we preempt or protect ourselves from such move?
Well, Charlie, the U.S. has they used to have a team called the Red Cell Team. And that team was put together and designed to war game or create scenarios that could happen. Not necessarily would, but the possibility was there. So if I was sitting on a Red Cell Team, and understand what I do. Back in 2011, I was in Afghanistan when we lost a stealth drone. It was a CIA stealth drone that went down in Iran. Now, I can tell you we could have gotten it back because we requested permission to go get it back and were denied by that administration. So that drone was high-end technology. It went down in Iran. And the reason that's important is because From reports, we understand that two of those drones are now operating in Ukraine, that China has reversed that technology, or Iran has. I'm sorry, Iran has reversed that technology. Now, my understanding also from reports is that they're going to have over 40 of those drones in 2024 built. And the reason that's important is these stealth drones, stealth being the key word, can avoid radar. They have a 1,500 nautical mile range. And Iran has already shown they can make this drone, reverse engineer it. Iran has an active arms trading agreement currently with Bolivia. That it's known, it's blessed by the UN, and Iran and Bolivia trade arms. Bolivia can ship arms to Cuba. They do all the time. You can put anything in a container and ship it, and that traffic is common. So you could make a red cell case that a drone that can avoid radar, has an extended range, can come from Iran to Bolivia, Bolivia to Cuba, and the Cuban airfield to Mar-a-Lago is 220 nautical miles. And I'm not saying that's going to happen, but if something like that happened, you would not only have a disaster in our republic, but you would also have the ability to shift the blame to whatever country you decided you wanted to fight next.
So Keith, one of the things that you mentioned is the suspension or the changing of an election. Does that look like this Disease X that they are teasing? And what can we as patriots possibly do to counter this historic intervention that they're planning? Because if the election goes as it's planned, I can't imagine it's going to end well for them.
No, it's not. And also, this is a terminal event for the left or the progressive left, because they have been breaking the law. They have done things that they can't afford to be exposed. So it could be a Disease X. Although my understanding right now is the people in charge really think that the American people aren't going to buy in to the mass lockdowns again. Or it could be Group X. We know that there are hundreds of thousands of fighting age males that have come across our border. We don't know where they are. And if you were to have an outbreak of multiple terrorist cells or multiple areas of unrest, the Congress has already passed certain laws in place that the president could suspend elections, declare martial law. And while it seems far-fetched, if that happened, it would be a problem. So the way to prevent that is, like you break any color revolution, you need to start talking about it. People need to understand, okay, if X happens, this is what we're going to do. And more importantly, we have to decide now what we're not going to do. We're not going to lock down. We're not going to suspend elections. And this is where government or the separation of states and the federalism comes into play. And we should really be pressuring our local and state governments in the event that one of these things happen, that we prepare for it.
When you see Davos, especially Alexander Soros, act as if a Trump presidency is inevitable, how do you hear that as a counterintelligence expert, Dr. Rose? Do you think he's being sincere? Is this him just complaining publicly? Is this an undisciplined musing of a billionaire heir who now has $20 billion? Or is this part of his plan?
I don't know. I don't know Alexander Soros very well as far as his profile. But anything these globalists are doing, they do with a plan. They are probably trying to play to President Trump's confidence right now. I'm sure there's some that want to position themselves or get people in his organization. But I don't trust anything that comes out of the mouth of people that tell us, you know, you're not going to have anything and you're going to be happy about it. They have never done any. The Bible tells you to look at people based on their fruit. And the people that are now saying there's an inevitable Trump presidency have never done anything to produce the positive fruit in this nation. They've tried to destroy it. And we have to look past what they're saying to what they're doing. How are they shifting? Are they saying one thing and doing another? So it's real important that we look at their actions. We look at the actions of the multiple NGOs that Soros has run and the people that they work with. And then watch the picture come together. Shows like yours that get the right information out there repeatedly, you, War Room, Dan Bongino, all the guys in the alternative media. It's real important that we keep shedding light on the situation at present, because as my boss used to say, light is the best disinfectant to a bad situation.
Dr. Rose, talk about your podcast really quick.
It's The Scalpel with Dr. Keith Rose. It's basically my answer to therapy. And we put out one a week. It's at national and evidently international. I got called by a mutual friend of ours the other day. I thought he was calling to ask me some big national security question. It's just to tell me that his Pilates trainer actually listened to it. So we talk about a lot of things you talk about. I try to go more from a biblical worldview and looking at what the Bible says about a lot of things, because right now the key to saving our nation is for the remnant church to step up.
That's right.
And say something. We have 70 million evangelicals, and if we start voting our values, this won't be an issue this election.
Hey, everybody, I want to introduce you to the Artillery Tea Company. Artillery Tea is the premium tea for freedom-loving patriots. I drink tea every day, and Artillery Tea Company is the brand that I choose. Why? Their tea is whole leaf for a more full-bodied flavor. Plus, you can brew each bag twice, which gives you 30 cups per tin. They've got all the flavors you want, Earl Grey, peach, apricot, green tea, chamomile, mint, and many others. The best part is a portion of all sales is donated to veterans and first responders. Visit ArtilleryTeaCo.com right now and support these guys. Not only do they make the best teas on the market, in my opinion, but you're also supporting veterans and first responders through every single purchase. Right now, they're offering 25% off your first order. So visit ArtilleryTea.com and enter promo code AmericasTea to receive your discount. That's ArtilleryTea.com. Enter promo code AmericasTea to get 25% off your first order for a limited time only. Dr. Rose, I want to ask you about the Trump cabinet or people around the president. And are you fearful that the serpents and the snakes are starting to get close to Trump now that there is this inevitability, obviously, of him as being the nominee, but even the president? What is your take on that?
Well, as you know, I was with a small group that worked to help President Trump without his knowledge back when during his first term. And we went to D.C. I was there for 3 weeks. I was actually in the West Wing. And a lot of the people I met with and interviewed, I could tell we're actively working against the president that were in his administration. I not only saw it in D.C., but when we were doing work in Guatemala, we saw the State Department, which was under President Trump's administration, actively advertising and putting together migrant caravans to come north. Now, obviously, President Trump didn't know about that, so he has to get a handle not only on his cabinet and his inner circle, but on the State Department and the massive size of the government as it is, because there's too many areas. We call them the mattress mice can work against you. And as far as in his own office, President Reagan came in under similar situations after President Carter. And my boss told me, who was the deputy director of operations at the agency at the time, told me how they managed it. And they put together a group of people called the Kitchen Cabinet. These were people that were outside government, but would meet with the president. They had a lot of experience inside different administrations, and they gave the president the questions to ask of the administration and of his people. Now, the mattress mice won't help you, but they can't lie to you. And a lot of times, he just needs to know the right questions to ask. Now, I think President Trump's brilliant. I think he understands the mistakes that were made the first time, and it wasn't his fault. He didn't know. So he's coming back with experience this time, and I think that's going to help him.
If there was one virtue that you think Donald Trump should look for in his vice president, one or two, just looking at if you could pick from the list of classical virtues, what would those be?
Humility. And let me explain that. When you're humble, the true definition biblically is stepping into your authority, because you're going to lose something when you do that. It's like when Jesus kicked the money changers out, was he humble? Yes, he was stepping into his authority as the Son of God. So if you have a humble vice president, he's going to step into his authority as vice president and not protect himself, but protect the president and protect the nation.
Yes.
And he's going to be bold. And so humble people usually have, you have to have courage to be humble.
I think Ben Carson, I heard you talk about that. Yeah, what do you think about that? As someone who—
I know, Dr. Well, my father's a friend of Dr. Carson. He actually spoke at my father's church. They spent a lot of time together. And I got to meet and speak with him. Dr. Carson is an extremely accomplished neurosurgeon, and he was very effective in his job. Dr. Carson looks at a problem and solves a problem. And I think that's what President Trump's looking for. At the same time, the evangelical base has seen the fruit from Dr. Carson, and they have a lot of confidence in Dr. Carson.
There would be a Christian come home campaign that would be incredibly effective. I'm telling you, Dr. Carson is one of the most – we could get turned off Christians that don't like Trump home to vote for Trump Carson. I'm telling you. I want to ask you here, and check out the Scalpel podcast, on the whole horizon, and you're really in the weeds here, what do you see that is giving you hope? I'll tell you first what gives me hope. Somebody asked me this question the other day. I said, America has a lot of nonsense. We have some of the most impressive people on the planet. There are some awesome people in this country. And I can't say the same. I don't know if Brazil and Argentina or Germany have the superstars that we have in this country. Yeah, there is a lot of riffraff. There's a lot of moral decay. But there is a small handful, dare I say a remnant, of just superstars that I don't think we brag on enough. Keith, what gives you hope in a time like this?
Charlie, what gives me hope is that it's gotten so bad that the people that are now stepping up are not names you would normally hear. Groups like you have. What gives me hope is seeing someone your age that is bold as a lion, that's speaking truth. What gives me hope is seeing groups form like Citizens Defending Freedom, Moms for America, grassroots groups that understand the successes and the failures of the Tea Party, that look at, this is what really gives me hope. The people that are now contending for our nation recognize it's a generational fight. This is not a one and done, but this, we have to plant trees that we'll never sit in the shade of. We have to start building a foundation. I tell the folks in my company, things don't go wrong, they start wrong. And we started wrong several decades ago, so we're going to have to fix that. What gives me hope is I see people gearing up for a generational fight. And I see that the truth has now become even a commodity, kind of like gold. People want truth. I think that's where President Trump's strength is. He has the ability, and doing it in a very funny way and satirical, to come out and speak truth. And I pray that the evangelicals will see that. We crypted him, and you know this, before anyone ever talked about it, we called him Cyrus, the flawed king that brought the Israelites back. But I do believe President Trump knows the Lord. I do believe President Trump. This is the one qualification that you have to have as a president. He has to love this country. And there is, without a question, that man loves his country. He has more energy than guys I know that are in their 20s. And he's also seen what didn't work. And that's why I think everyone's afraid of him, because he knows what wasn't done and why it wasn't done. And for him to step back in the White House, we need to support him. We need to get good people around him, and we need to cover him in prayer.
In closing here, Dr. Rose, do you think we're going to be running against Joe Biden? And what moves or counter moves can we anticipate from the Democrat establishment?
I think after the convention, Biden's going to resign. And they're going to put Gavin Newsom in there. I don't think that's a question. That's just my personal opinion. I have some reasons to believe that. But I told you something similar to this a year ago in December. That was the talk amongst people. And if you watch, who are you not hearing anything about? Gavin Newsom. See, it's important in intelligence not to look at what people are saying, but what they're not saying. You're not hearing about all the disasters in California. And believe me, there are a lot of them policy-wise. You're not seeing those promoted on the news. In fact, you're seeing just the opposite. You're seeing every time San Francisco cleans up for a visiting dignitary, you're seeing even shots in social media where people go, oh, it's not as bad as everyone says. So I think that they're positioning Gavin Newsom to be, and Gavin Newsom is just a sock puppet like Trudeau is. He is, doesn't have original thoughts. He's very smooth. He's very polished. But we have had, except for President Trump, we've had decades of an emperor without any clothes. And President Trump was not that person. And the American people are starting to wake up and see their politicians are uncovered. And so I think that not only is it good that you asked me why people are, and I'm encouraged. I think people are recognizing that it's not just the top politicians, but it's the bloated government, and it has to be dealt with.
And it will be dealt with. Dr. Rose, excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.